27 Colombian pesos hypocrisy. Globalists munch down on meat as they push buck diet for the proles. By Kurt Zindelka on November 9, 2022. Globalist elites will be dining on a gourmet selection of meats, fish, and dairy at the United Nations COP27 Climate Change Conference in Egypt, as they push supposedly more sustainable foods like bugs. Beef medallion with mushroom sauce, chicken breast with orange gravy, and salmon with creamy sauce and chives are some of the menu options that world leaders, diplomats, bureaucrats, and industry bigwigs will be chomping down on at the COP27 meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt this week. The COP gourmet service also offers an hour and a half of bottomless cocktails for £110, $125. Attendees are also offered delivery service for items such as paper cups, plastic water bottles and wooden coffee stirrers. The menu flies in the face of the stated goals of the United Nations, with a 2018 Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, report saying, meat analogs such as imitation meat from plant products, cultured meat, and insects may help in the transition to more healthy and sustainable diets. The World Economic Forum, which has partnered with the UN at 27 Colombian pesos, has also been at the forefront of the meat-free future movement, arguing that people should opt for more climate-beneficial foods such as algae, seaweed and cacti. Hypocrisy has become something of a staple for the annual meeting. However, with around 40,000 globalist figures being flown on jets from around the world to lap up the luxury of the seaside resort, as average people are told that traveling by plane is causing the alleged climate crisis. Scottish author and political commentator Neil Oliver said, "They've come to lecture us about eating less meat while they sit down to menus featuring beef, chicken, salmon, and sea bass and cream sauces. This is not leadership that we are seeing now. It's desperation, it's trolling us proles on a galactic scale. The policies that they are preaching are condemning hundreds of millions of the world's poorest to poverty, starvation, death on a global scale, and at the same time, in their cynicism, they are ensuring that the populations of their own countries are plunged into fuel and food poverty for the first time in generations." The menu was also criticized by activists on the left, including Animal Rebellion's Nathan McGovern, who told the Daily Mail, "These world leaders need to look like they believe them. This just looks like do what I say and not what I do." North Africa has some brilliant plant-based foods, like falafel and couscous. Why do they need to ship in salmon from the Atlantic? A vegan society spokesman added, "It's really disappointing that such a significant climate change event as 27 Colombian pesos is serving up high environmental impact meat and fish sourced from another continent. Those in favor of a cashless society will be pleased. However, that due to the risks associated with paper money, 27 Colombian pesos will only allow food to be purchased with credit or debit cards or other digital wallets." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.